July 3rd. The humility of Christ is the medicine of man's swollen pride. St. Augustine. One of the most effective commercials on television shows a man trying to read an announcement all the way through without an error. He keeps failing, mispronouncing the product's name. At the end, he is still floundering, but it matters little. He has achieved his goal, stamping the name of the sponsor indelibly on the viewer's mind. Self-deprecation, making fun of oneself, is a speaker's best device for winning an audience. It is also an effective way to win friends. By honestly admitting our shortcomings, our mistakes, our ignorance, we show our humanness. In other words, it's hard not to like someone who recognizes the humor in his own failures. And face it, we all stub our toes.
"One reason many Christians are such poor witnesses for their faith," a non-believer once observed, "is that they're always flexing their spiritual muscles. They'd do better if they led with their weaknesses."
That's good advice. Lead with your weakness. You may be a more attractive disciple if you do. Lord, guide my feet so I don't stumble, or being proud of being humble.